sermon, go and see how. And I could tape long tapes. Tape 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. These are 1 hour on each side. We've got some that are an hour and a half on each side, but we don't have very many of those.
You need a little bigger disc or form for it. That's just made for 1 hour, and you put an hour and a half, your tape's got to be thinner.
Mm-hmm, that's right, and it's not as good quality.
It breaks a whole lot quicker.
Yeah, that's true. Well, these machines just take the 5-inch reels, and we'd have to have different machines to take the 7-inch reel. Okay, well, we were talking about the fireplace earlier. What do you call the part of the fireplace that comes out in front?
Hearth.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across?
Fire dogs.
Any other name for those?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Do you own?
No, I don't.
And what do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Mantle.
All right. Any other name for that?
Fireboard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in making a fire, what would you call that big piece of wood that you might put in the back to burn a long time?
That's a back stick.
Okay.
A back log, whatever you want to call it.
Same thing?
Yes, same thing. Mm-hmm. You just build your fire and get it to burning, and then you put your one on that won't burn so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Fire log or back stick or big stick of wood.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what do you call the little pieces of wood that you start the fire with?
Kindling.
What kind of wood would that be?
Something that burned quick and easy, like rich pine
mm-hmm.
or dry wood.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call that lightered?
Lightered
or lightwood?
Let's see.
Or lighter knots or anything like that?
Well, now, a lighter knot is a pine knot.
Oh, uh-huh.
Are you familiar with pine trees?
Not really.
You see, a limb will grow out. Say, this is your pine tree going up here, and these are limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And where they go into this heart, it forms a hard, rich knot.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's this pulp in the other part, and the bark comes off, that'll leave a knot. Like this, some of them be this long, and
mm-hmm.
some of them, I have cut some up 8 or 10 foot long.
Sure enough, I never heard that.
You split that and define things like this,
yeah.
And you can take one of those that's rich, you can just take it and hold a match to it and it'll catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
Not as quick as paper, but it will catch fire, and then you lay it down and put some more kindling that's not as rich as that, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And put your fire and then put your other wood on it and build it from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I used to get up barefooted in my night clothes
mm-hmm.
and go up to the fireplace, freezing cold. Have to get on my knees if they couldn't rake out enough ashes to get one started and start a fire from the start.
Mm.
Get it started and run and jump back and cover up in the bed.
What color would the ashes be?
Depending on what kind of wood you're burning. Most of them was what I'd call dark gray.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them be nearly as white as my old head.
Mm. What kind of wood would make those?
Hickory makes it light.
Mm-hmm.
A different colored wood makes a different shade of ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're talking on that, they used to have a ash hopper. They'd put those ashes in it
mm-hmm.
and